Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you lead us to always be humble to your guidance, to always be humble to your wisdom, always be humble to your spirit, that we may seek to live in your spirit, and we may serve you in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, this week we are continuing through the letter to the Romans. It is Romans 26 through 30 that we're looking at today. And Romans 8, 26 through 30. Romans 8 is a real powerful verse as well, a powerful chapter as well. So I encourage you to read that, maybe the whole chapter, which we're kind of doing through this week anyway. But we begin, well, again, kind of reiterating what I said yesterday. We are actually focusing on the end times during these 4 weeks. It really becomes clear starting next week when we're in the month of November, and our focus is on preparing for our own death. There's an attitude or a kind of atmosphere that comes through in the liturgy in November. It's kind of like Christ is coming. Are you ready? And then Advent comes, and it's the same message, but from an opposite perspective. It's Christ is coming. Are you ready? So as you can see, one is the more ominous. Are you ready to encounter Christ? And the second one is, in Advent, it's more or less, are you ready? Let's go encounter Christ. So it's same message, but two different perspectives. So now we're in that be prepared, that ominous way. And here we are looking at St. Paul talks about the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit says in self, I actually believe the original term would have been himself, intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Or it could have been herself, believe it or not. In some languages, the Holy Spirit uses the feminine pronoun as opposed to the masculine pronoun. And here actually we have translated in the New American Bible Revised Edition the neuter pronoun, but I don't believe that was the original. So, but the Spirit intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Now, this explains something that's very important for us to understand. First of all, many people use this within the context of the gift of tongues. Now, it's important for us to fully understand that during this time, all this New Testament time, right up for the first 300 years of Christianity, what many people would call charismatic spirituality was a common part of church activity. When they gathered together for their masses, praying in tongues and seeing healings and prophecy and everything else was a common activity that was commonly done. So when Paul is writing, and he's writing from Corinth to the people in Rome, you can expect when they are gathering together, their gatherings include this. So the reason why I bring that up is there's that powerful line in there where we look at St. Paul says that the Spirit prays for us and intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. He could be referring to the gift of tongues there, and I'm sure he is in some ways, but he's also, what's also looked at a bigger level is we know what we think we need, but God knows what we do need. And that's that reflection of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is interceding for what we actually need, and we are interceding for ourselves and for others of what we believe we need. And sometimes those needs will match, and sometimes they won't. Kind of an interesting story, completely unrelated in a sense, but it illustrates it well. It's one of my nightmare stories. When I was about, I think I was less than 10, but our family took a trip to New Hampshire. And as you know, there are two places in the country where there is a cog railway. One is Mount Washington in New Hampshire, and the other one is in Colorado going up to Pikes Peak. So we obviously were in New Hampshire, and for some reason I had this desire. I don't know what it was, but I really wanted to go on the cog railway, and we didn't go on the cog railway. My mother kept saying no, and I really wanted to go on it. I don't know why. It was being a pain in the neck. Well, I will never forget, it derailed that day. I think it fell off. Well, it fell off its tracks. That's what derailing meant. But I think it also fell off the trestle as well. It was not a good scene. And I'll never forget that, because I if my mother said yes, it would have been tragic. Now, many, many years later, and of course, the Cog Railway is safe. It's been run many times without any major problems. But many years later, I think actually may have been 10 years ago or so, I actually went on, actually it's more than that, it's about 15, I went on the Cog Railway at Pikes Peak, which was a great experience. We went all the way up to Pikes Peak, but that was the first time I was ever on the Cog Railway. But here I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be on the Cog Railway, but there was a bigger sense that said, no, that's not what you need. And that kind of illustrates well the way God is. You know, we can say this is what we want, and God may agree with us, or he may say, well, you may think this is what is best for you, but it is not. And so there, the Holy Spirit is also praying and interceding for us, as are the saints and as are the angels, for what we actually need as opposed to what we think we need. We're going to talk more about that in just a second. But just a reminder that if this is your first time tuning into our broadcast or podcast, I just want to welcome you and hope that the words touch your heart as always. And if you are a regular listener, we thank you. And we're really glad that you are listening. And, you know, if you want to pass the words, please feel free to pass the link where you can find us, or the time. You can find us on WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, or at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We offer this to you freely, but if you'd like to donate, we'd appreciate it. Just consider a donation. You can send it to 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Or you can find our donate page at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're continuing to talk about this powerful reality of God praying for what, interceding for us for what we actually need, as opposed to what we may think we need. Our whole understanding in our prayer is therefore always got to be subservient, as everything we do, to the wisdom of God. We don't want what we want. We want what God realizes we need. That's what we want. And so we make everything subservient to the will of God. And that's where the Lord is leading us. We can see that very clearly in the actions of Jesus, because Jesus knows how to give the apostles what they need, even though they may not think they need that. For example, here's a great one. The apostles do not need a storm when they are fishing. You know that. I know that. If you're ever out fishing, we don't need a storm now. And I'm sure if you've ever been, if you happen to be listening to me while you're fishing off the coast or anywhere, if you happen to be a professional fisher off of coast of Gloucester or someplace, and you're listening to this and you're going, one thing I don't need is a storm. We know that. But we know that powerful story of the storm that happens and Jesus is sleeping in the boat. What does he teach the apostles? That famous line when they go to wake him up and say, aren't you worried about us that we're caught in the storm, and he's sleeping in the boat while the storm is going on? I don't know if you've ever been out to sea. You probably have if you've been living on the coast. But if you've ever had any experience in a boat, especially if you've been out to sea, and obviously I was in the Navy, so I have been out to sea. I know what it's like to see the entire ship turn not obviously 45 or 90 degrees, but even a 7 degree turn, a 7 degree list is pretty difficult. Just 7 degrees is pretty difficult to walk through. The ship can just go, you might say 7 degrees isn't that much. You'd be surprised. So even a 7 degree list is pretty intense. And so you can imagine they're on Lake Galilee and the Sea of Galilee, and there's this storm comes up. The waves are coming up over the gunwales and over the sides, the gunwales of the boat, and it's a mess. But Jesus is sleeping, and they're like, "Don't you care?" And he wakes up and he stops the storm. They did not need a storm at that time in their own mind. If Jesus said, "What if I conjure up a storm for you?" they would say, "No, we're fishing." But Jesus understood that they needed the storm because they needed to go through that very difficult time in order for them to learn that powerful saying that Jesus says to them at that point. Why were you afraid? If you notice, go to the, it's in the Gospel of Mark. I don't have it right in front of me, but why were you afraid? It's Mark chapter 4. And so what did they need at that time? They needed a storm. They needed to learn to trust in the Lord. They needed to learn why he was sleeping, why he was not waking up. And why wasn't he waking up? Because he trusted totally in the Father. We see that message throughout his life. We see that message when he's lost in the temple. Why would you be looking for me? How would you not know that I'd be in the temple of my Father? He says to Mary and Joseph, that same concept, what he says to the apostles, why were you afraid? That whole understanding, that total trust in the Lord. Well, how did, what was being taught there? There were things that we think we need, and there were things that God said, realizes that we actually need. And those things may be something we would never, ever imagine even praying for. But the Holy Spirit is interceding for us. And notice what they are taught. They're taught a skill at that time to trust in the Spirit, to trust in God, which they will need as they go out and preach the gospel. They go out and preach and teach the gospel. They will need that lesson. I've taught that many times to people who go through an extremely difficult time, and I will say, and they'll like, you know, how do I get through this? And it'd be a very painful time. And I'll say, I'm going to tell you right now, the skills you are learning right now, God is giving to you, and you're going to use them in the future for someone who's going through a similar difficult time. So keep that in mind. If what you heard today touched your heart, I encourage you to share today's podcast with others. Let them know they can find it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check it out. Our podcast is right on the first page. And if you'd like to support the program, if you'd like to send us a note, go to the contact tab there and send us a note. Let us know that you're listening, that you enjoy this program. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.